Oh, welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugar, and today's episode is with Karina Irby, founder of Moana Swim. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by GCI Media Group. GCI Media Group are a marketing firm based in Sydney, Australia that help brands, businesses, influencers with businesses to continue to grow online and acquire a new audience. If you are serious or looking for some help with your marketing, or you want to convert new audiences to reach more people, which help you to consistently generate more income and grow, scale your business even more, or if you're in the position where you're starting off and you want to start strong, please click the link below and you can get in contact with one of the team and they will help you from there. It is www.gcimediagroup.com.au. Just click the link below and you can get in touch right away. Karina is one of Australia's most successful female entrepreneurs of our time. She is self-made, building the iconic swimwear brand Moana Bikini. She is also an Instagram phenomenon. She oozes confidence and energy on her Instagram profile, Karina Irby, and she talks about all things building Moana, future projects, highs and lows of business, confidence, energy. Today's episode is going to be phenomenal for anyone wanting to learn directly from Karina. Let's get into it.
Well, hello, Karina. Welcome to the show.
Wow. Hey, girl. Thank you so much. Very puppy.
Absolutely love it. So how was your morning?
My morning has been very fun, a little chaotic. There is so much happening in the Moana office today, so it's actually really fun.
Okay, amazing. I was actually going to ask you, speaking of that, what your morning routine is. Do you have a set routine every morning? Would you like to run us through that?
Yeah, sure, let's do it. Yeah, it's pretty set. It starts to go a little wonky around 10 a.m. So Ryan normally wakes me up around 6:37, straight into a shower, brushing my teeth, doing all my moisturizing for my eczema. That's a fun project. Normally at work around 8 o'clock, and that's when all the fun kind of starts. So as soon as I get to work, I'm straight into emails and just setting the tone for the day. So my morning routine's pretty short. I'm not a morning person, but I'm more of like a afternoon night owl, you get me?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like, so do you do that sort of thing each morning? Is that like a set thing that you do, or was that just this morning?
No, that's just a stock standard kind of thing. As pretty much as soon as I'm up, I just focus on getting to work straight away and getting a coffee in my stomach.
Wow. Okay. And what time around do you work out? Because I know that you do like to keep pretty fit. You do talk about that online. So are you more of like a midday type workout or afternoon? Or
I am an afternoon workout. Can I also just say that your social media to work out, because you are just ridiculously gorgeous. You are like Fitspiration. Oh. I'm an afternoon workout.
That's a really big compliment coming from you. I'm in prep at the moment, so it's pretty intense for my next show. I'm not sure if you know, like, I do a little bit of bodybuilding, so pretty intense dieting.
You're doing amazing. You look fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much. So before I get into the business, I just wanted to know a little bit, would you like to tell us off social media a little bit about who Karina is?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think one of the funnest things I like to compliment myself on is what you get on my Instagram is pretty much what I'm like in real life. I like to be a bit out there. I'm pretty loud. Love to dance my way from A to B, I'm not going to lie. I really enjoy just making other people laugh and smile and feel comfortable. So pretty much in my daily life, I'm very much like that. Even now, at home, there's a lot of construction men cruising around because we're getting our house painted inside and out. So I'm even being all upbeat with them, and I think they just don't know how to handle me. They're like, who is this crazy girl?
Oh my god.
But I'm like, imagine? Good morning, woo. And they're like, what the heck?
Definitely haven't seen this one before, but let's just go with it.
I guess what people don't see offline is, I guess when I'm feeling a little anxious or I'm very much concentrating on a project at the time, mm-hmm. and that's kind of when I shut down in like a safe kind of way. I just kind of like to knuckle in, focus on what I'm doing, think about my solutions and my outcomes and my progress on whatever the topic may be. And I just like to be alone in those times. I'm an only child, so I've always grown up by myself, and I very much enjoy and value my alone time. So I guess that's something that people don't normally see. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I was actually going to ask you this. I was talking to my partner the other night and I was like, can you imagine that she actually just told me she was an introvert? Because I'm introverted.
Yep.
And so are you quite introverted?
No, I mean, I would say that I've actually done this little test before and it came out that I was like something, not extrovert, not introvert. Like, I can't even remember the weird ass word that it came out.
Like, where you're a hybrid of both. Like, so you can be quite introverted, but then if you're like around people and things like that, you're obviously quite extroverted. Is that like?
Yeah, pretty much that. I'm not a very big social kind of girl. Like, I don't go out and mingle, or, you know, I don't party, don't drink. So I've never really gotten into that. I've always just enjoyed my alone time and, you know, going for long walks, long runs, listening to music and just, you know, enjoying my own company.
That's really cool. I absolutely love that. Do you find that like that helps a lot with like your creativity and things like that?
Yeah. It's funny. Like sometimes at work, I'm like, oh, I really need to like figure out this design style, and no matter what I do, I can't figure it out. But a few days later, I might be going for a walk. I could be in the shower. I could be on the toilet. Who knows? And then all of a sudden, it just like slaps me in the face. And I'm like, there she is.
No, that is so cool. Like, that's really important. Like, a lot of people, I guess as well, like, I'm really happy that you brought that up, because a lot of people don't kind of allow themselves that space to get those creative, I guess, like, what would you call them? Like, those creative ideas to flow or like come at them, and like being aware of that. How did you manage to like get awareness of that? Has it always been natural for you? Is that like something you sort of developed over time? How does that work for you?
It's definitely just been a natural thing for me. I just recognize it more. You know, I've been doing Moana now for almost 10 years in November. Can you believe that? Wow. So I think just over the years, I've noticed that when I do get a little writer's block, when I am alone and I'm trying not so hard to focus on that particular topic, that my brain will naturally just start to wander and good things will come.
Yeah, 100%. Like that's really important. And I really do want to get into everything business. But I wanted to ask you a couple of really random, quick, fun questions first.
I love these.
Yeah, I thought it'd be really good just to like find out a couple of things about you. So this will be more like a quick fire sort of round. So how old are you?
I'm 31.
Amazing. And what does the perfect day look like for you?
Starting off at the beach, getting a little tan, going for a swim, and then at lunchtime an afternoon storm hits. So you go home, you eat a delicious lunch, and it rains, and you sit on the couch with that little sunburn with all your food. You don't feel guilty, and you watch your favorite movie.
Wow, that sounds like a dream. What is your biggest fear?
Being sick.
Ooh. Ooh. What makes you feel better when you are sad?
My puppies. I just love them so much.
How many puppies do you have?
I have two.
Oh, so cute. What are their names?
We've got Billy, who is 8, and Barney, who is 4.
Yeah, amazing. And what is your favorite thing that you own?
Oh my god,
I know, this is hard.
Probably my house.
Oh, that's good. Okay, if money was no object, what would you buy?
I've always wanted to be able to buy people gifts that I know they really want, so I would substitute buying gifts for myself, and I would buy my house for my parents, or I'd buy my best friend that car she's wanted. That would be really fun.
Oh my god, that's so sweet. What was your proudest moment?
My proudest moment. Oh my god, that's
so hard to pick for you.
Just so you know, I'm sweating. I mean, my proudest moment was probably when we did a Moana Army meetup with our customers and over 400 girls showed up. That was pretty intense.
That is absolutely crazy. Okay, if one celebrity could be your BFF, who would it be and why?
Bretman Rock from Instagram. I just think he's such a vibe and I'm obsessed with him.
Okay, cool. And last one, what was your last dream about?
That is a good question, it actually. Is.
You want to share it or?
I actually just can't even think of the last time I had a dream and now I feel a bit sad.
Oh, what's happening to that REM sleep?
I think I'm sleeping too heavily. Yeah. You know what it is? I dream when I wake up in the morning and then go back to sleep for a while and I just haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, wow. That used to happen to me, actually. And then I started taking this supplement and it really helps you dream. Not scary dreams or anything like that, but it actually helps you dream. It's not illegal or anything like that. It's just from Switch Nutrition. Mm-hmm. And it's called Adrenal Switch. This is not a plug or anything like that. I actually buy this. But yeah, it's like crazy. It actually makes you dream, which is really good.
Might have to get that off you.
Yeah, I'll send you a photo. Try it out. But yeah, like so many people told me that it gets you dreaming. And like some of those dreams can be quite weird, but not scary.
I love that. And then you could re-ask me the question.
I know. I can just get you back on for part two and be like, okay, what were you dreaming about?
Rain check.
So I wanted to get into everything about your amazing businesses. So would you like to just, for anyone that doesn't follow you maybe or hasn't got any idea on your businesses and accomplishments that you've got, walk us through what businesses you own and what projects you're up to at the moment?
Yeah, cool. I mean, how long have you got? Now, we'll do short version, of course. No, so almost 10 years ago, like I said before, I started up a swimwear brand called Moana Bikini. This was never meant to be a business per se. This was more just something I was doing on the side of just working a normal retail job. It was just a hobby. And the reason I did it is because not only did I find it hard to find the swimwear that I personally liked and that looked flattering on my body because I'm quite a curvy girl. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. My puppy was just scratching at my leg then. He wants to get on the podcast so bad.
You're like, I'm trying to explain what I've just spent the last 10 years building here. Hello.
I know. Anyway, so it was just a hobby and I started actually wholesaling another brand. And it was all about bringing women together and just feeling confident in swimwear. Mm-hmm. And I almost hate saying that now because I feel like that saying is just so oversaturated in the market. Everyone's just like, oh, just to feel comfortable in your skin and blah, blah, blah. But back in the day, that was literally why I was doing it. And it just made me happy. And I was making friends and girls were getting so excited over their swimsuits. They were meeting up and making friendships. And it was just a real feel-good kind of situation.
Yeah, because I have noticed that actually. Moana seems more like a community. Obviously, you've got amazing pieces and great content and like everything like that. But it does seem like you have almost like a community of girls. It's like the focus is around that, which is really unique. A lot of brands, I think, struggle with this part. How did you do that?
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to, which is what I was just meaning. It just kind of kept very naturally happening. And it just got to the point where the community was growing so much and everyone wanted these swimsuits that I ended up having to stop buying somebody else's and doing wholesale. And I actually had to learn how to design my own. So that was the next step in the business for Moana. And that was also the moment I realized, God, this is like a thing. Like, I'm always sold out. People really want my stuff. Like I need to keep going. So I started launching my own collections. I spent a lot of time on the internet learning how to do garment making and graphic design and all different things like that. So that was fun. And it took me a while to even be able to keep up with the demand because the community was just growing so rapidly just through word of mouth and social media that it just turned into this amazing snowball of like girls wanting to meet and feel good about themselves. So it was just kind of embedded into the business before I would even call it a business.
Wow. Okay. So you kind of had the community first. I was actually going to ask you something on that because that is quite amazing that, you know, you had the opposite problem of what most people have, not being able to keep up with the demand. How did you manage that initially if that was like the case? So obviously that's not an ideal problem either, but how did you sort of manage that when you realized that you did have a lot of people sort of wanting your stuff but not being able to accommodate? actually.
Yeah, it was nothing I could do overnight. I've never borrowed any money from the bank or anything to actually be able to put in large orders with my manufacturer and mm-hmm. get mass amounts of quantities. And I also never wanted that for Moana. I'd never really wanted it to be like a well-oiled machine in fast fashion. It's just amazing. Not my vibe or anything. I still wanted everything to be unique, exclusive, and limited. But with saying that, yes, I did want to dress more girls. So it's just something that gradually happened over time. So the more money Moana would make, obviously that would get invested instantly back into making more quantities, and we mm-hmm. were able to slowly start covering more bodies, which has been an amazing thing.
Amazing. So that's going to be similar to a lot of girls starting listening to you now, which is really, really inspiring. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you about that. So when you mentioned you reinvested everything into the brand to help it grow, was that purely to manufacture? Was that a bit into advertising? Like, how did you split that reinvestment?
I never paid for advertising up until like the last 2 years. So yeah. Before that, there was no advertising. It was just all Facebook and Instagram. And hey, when I started Moana, Instagram didn't even exist. So it's been pretty wild. But yeah, all the money that I would make would just go straight back into Moana. And I, at the time, was working a full-time job. So I would do Moana in the evenings. So that way I didn't have to spend my rent or my groceries on Moana money. I would still use my normal retail money for that. So I always saved Moana's money.
That's amazing. Okay. And so you still work full time and things like that. And I just wanted to touch on you learning the skills to obviously do the graphic design and things like that. What was it about that that you wanted? Why did you choose to do that instead of like maybe outsourcing it? What was it about that that sort of propelled you to do that?
Well, I had no money. I I needed to learn to do it myself. And it's something that I wanted to have control over as well. And I really love teaching myself new skills, because at the end of the day, you can only rely on yourself, and you only know your brand as well as, you know, yourself. No one's going to understand your brand like you do. So especially when you're launching and you're trying to get a certain vision out there, I really just wanted to focus on it myself. And even at the time, I didn't even think to get help, because I was like, no, girl, you got this. Like,
yeah. You wanted to do it all.
Yeah, I'm really creative, and I, you know, I was just so obsessed, still am, with Moana that YouTube tutorials are actually fabulous.
Yeah, okay. So is that where you sort of learned how to do like the basics back then?
Mm-hmm. Yep, just YouTube till 3 a.m. What a hoot.
Wow, that is actually really inspiring. It's really amazing, because obviously a lot of influencers nowadays have a lot of help and investors right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that I wanted to know, and I'm sure a lot of girls also want to know. Did the following come first for you? Like, obviously you've got 1.5 million followers, or did the brand come first? Like, were you a business owner first, or were they the two together? How did that happen?
No, I came very much later, like 6 years later. Yeah, my Instagram was definitely not a focus. Moana always, most of the time had more followers than me. Yeah, Moana and the brand came first. I've never believed myself to be an influencer. I never tried to put myself out there as an influencer. It's mm-hmm. only maybe in the last couple of years that I've talked about, you know, self-confidence and my personal skin conditions and things like that, that mm-hmm. people see me as an influencer, but I'm definitely not the kind that's going to sell you teeth whitening products, you know.
Fair enough. No, that's really good to know, because I think this is another thing that a lot of girls kind of feel, I guess, like, you know, you've obviously got a multi-million dollar business right here, you know, you've taken it from the very bottom by yourself. And I think like it's really good to highlight that, because a lot of influencers these days, obviously you are now an influencer, so a lot of influencers these days maybe do have a little bit of a leg up in that aspect. But you know, I guess like speaking to you about your own journey, you started this like anyone else here listening would, which is super, super motivating and inspiring. So
thank you.
Yeah, so what I really wanted to know was, how did you get it? Okay, so from the very beginning, in the first couple of years, you know, you're designing and everything like that, when did you start seeing like the traction where you started to need help? You couldn't do it anymore by yourself. Like, when it started to get to that point where obviously resources were going to be more important for the business to keep going, when did it get to that stage?
It pretty quickly, like within the first year and a half, I got my first staff member in to help me do emails and packing orders, because I could do it myself, but then the customer wouldn't get their package as quick as I wanted them to. So mm-hmm. I got a part-time customer service girl to help me within, yeah, the first year and a half, 2 years, somewhere in there.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you managed the whole thing by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's kind of why I guess you got like all of this energy then. You're just used to like going crazy for like, so what were your, how long were your work days?
I mean, they've never stopped. I don't, even when I'm sleeping, I'm thinking of what I can do for Moana next. But normally I get to the office around 8 and I'll leave around, you know, between 4:30 and 6:30. Sometimes I stay later depending on, sometimes I like to, when all the, I like to stay back and I, you know, get more shit done because it's like Karina time. So I guess it just depends. But, you know, and if anyone's listening that's starting up your own business or maybe they've already got a business, I think that you'll find that you can't ever really switch off because it's your baby and you just love it so much that even when you're home watching TV, you'll be like, oh, wait, this is a cool idea. So it's almost like you're always working.
Yeah, I was actually just about to ask you that. Like, so every time you look around, obviously you can take inspiration from everywhere in this world, but mainly where do you find you do get inspiration for your designs and like your content for Moana? How do you feel like you get that?
Yeah, I get asked this question a lot and it's funny because it's not like I watch a certain, I guess like, it's like, it's not like I'm living on Pinterest or staring at other people's brands. I just get inspiration. I know it sounds so lame, but just from my own head, I feel like I've just got so much going on and I guess I'm influenced by so many like things around me, like my friends, my family, what I watch on TV, you know, going on the internet, and I always see things and I'm like, oh crap, hang on, if we mixed that with this and incorporated that and that, then this could be really different. My goal is I never ever ever want to do something that another swimwear brand has done, because I do find that it's a very, and now it is a very oversaturated market, and I do notice a lot of companies kind of like somewhat copying one another. So pretty much if somebody else is doing that, we are going to go in the opposite direction altogether. Wow,
that's pretty good. Yeah, because I guess like I was going to ask you how you do separate Moana like from the outside, because obviously bikinis are something that, you know, a lot of people try and start up. You know, it's like, I feel like you can never have enough personally, but, you know, I do feel like also, when it comes down to, design and things like that, you do find, I do see like a lot of trends go floating around the internet and things like that. Moana definitely looks completely different. So when it comes to like going the opposite direction, like how do you come up with something that's still relevant? If that makes sense.
Well, I don't, I never go out there going, okay, spots are in, let's just do spots because it's relevant. So I guess with Moana, and it really comes down to our community. So we have this private Facebook group called the Moana Army. Everybody is welcome. You don't have to even own a bikini like from Moana to join. It's just for all females all around the world. We currently have over 12,000 girls in there. And I talk to them a lot in there. They talk to each other a lot. It's a very passionate place. And I'm always asking them, hey, what are you guys into? What are your favorite colors currently? Like, where do you guys want to go traveling to when all this COVID stuff's over? And I communicate a lot with the audience and give them what they want, basically. So I'm not really looking at what's trending and what's relevant mainstream, because I honestly, I don't care. Moana for us is about supporting our community, not being trendy. So that's just kind of how it rolls, I guess, around here, which is really fun. It's a really different kind of workspace.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely amazing. So it's really, you obviously listen to the girls from that initial group and that's where you get your main feedback.
Yeah.
Super, super important. No, that's really good. It's nice to hear that you're really close with them and that it is growing. Like 12,000 members in one Facebook group surrounding bikinis is freaking phenomenal. Like that is so cool.
Yeah, they're awesome girls. Yeah, it's a really great group.
Amazing. So at the moment, so I was obviously speaking about getting from, you know, zero to one staff member. How big is your team now?
There is 8.5, because the half a person is a contractor.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. And that is pretty impressive. So are they all based in Australia or do you have some internationally as well? Because I know that you guys are obviously doing an international audience at the moment. So
no, everybody's here at Moana HQ. It's amazing.
Right. I've seen a little few snaps of that on your story. I must say it's really nice.
Thank you. We just, we were so lucky to finally be able to buy our own building and renovate it exactly how we want it. So it's the most fun, vibrant, fruity place. It's a real great space to come to work. Very motivating and colorful and happy.
That is so cool. Did you always like have an idea? Did you visualize like what this would look like, and has it come out the same or has that changed?
I never really visualized it. My brain never really had time to go into so much of our creative space. But my fiance Ryan, he's got some close friends who are architects, and we ended up hooking up with them, and right. they were presenting us certain things, and we were just like, this is amazing. You get our vision. Like, you know, this is great. So the architects and the builders have really made our visions, I mean, like their visions put onto us, come to life, and it just looks phenomenal.
Yeah, it really does. Like from what I could see anyway, I was like, wow, that looks like so good.
It's really great.
Pretty. I love the furniture and everything like that. So that's
Thank
exciting.
You.
And okay, so Moana is obviously doing amazing. So what sort of markets are you guys currently serving at the moment? Are you guys shipping worldwide? Obviously I made an assumption before, but I think it's better that I actually ask you.
No, it's fine. Yeah, actually when Moana first launched, our very first sale went to the US, which is crazy. So we are worldwide. US and Australia are our biggest, coming pretty close together, and then after that it's the UK, and then all over the world. Like we send to Spain, we send to Iceland. Like it's crazy. It's just all over the show.
Right. Amazing. That's pretty impressive. And I was going to ask you as well, because obviously you are in such a saturated sort of market. You guys have your own place in that market. But what do you feel, or what do you do when people knock off your stuff? How do you feel? I don't do clothing. So I just wanted to kind of hear it from you. What do you do?
Yeah. Really mad and upset and angry, as you could imagine. These days though, it happens all the time. Like I hate Zaful, I hate Shein. Like I don't like those companies at all. Not only do they copy hundreds of brands, unique designs, but it's even just their manufacturing style. You know, it's like they're making cheap, you know, yucky garments. Who knows what kind of, you know, conditions, I'm not sure, but it just makes me really upset, but still I'm flattered. I'm like, okay, well, if you want to knock off Moana in your shop, then I guess I'm flattered, because I know the quality is terrible, and really there's nothing I can actually do about it. So I'll just take it as a compliment, I guess. Cheers.
Yeah, because like I can only imagine like the first time that you've seen that, like that would have felt like so upsetting. You know, you put all this work into designing and everything like that, because you're a designer as well, aren't you? You do all the design. Are you alone in that process, or is there other people helping now?
I've got two other team members with me now.
That's good. Yeah, you probably do need that at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And tell me, for COVID and everything like that, how did that impact the business? Did you see any differences? Did business pick up? Did it go down? Like how did that work for you guys?
We were really busy in COVID. I mean, like we're always pretty consistent, which is good. I think there was definitely like more sales. I remember at the time we were pretty sold out as well. So we were trying to get more stock in to make people happy, because I know that they're at home or online shopping. But we definitely weren't quiet. It was pretty crazy time. And we're also lucky here too, in this part of Australia, we could all still go to work and satisfy the customers, talk to them on the live chat and Facebook. All we really had to do as well was just do a little social distance in the office. So we were pretty lucky overall.
Because you guys have a small team and stuff, where that kind of does make it like a little bit easier in some ways, which is good. Well, that's good. And do you have any other brands or projects that you'd like to share as well?
Yeah, we're actually just about to launch an activewear range that's kind of like the sister of Moana. So that's pretty exciting. That's hopefully launching before Christmas. And
do you want to share the name, or is that still a secret? Or
no, it's going to be called the Moana Smile.
Oh,
the reason I've called it that is because if you take a look back at your own self when you're a kid, you have all the confidence in the world. You go talk to your friends and you'll go play with strangers at the playground, and everything's so fun and carefree. You don't have the stresses, I guess, of being an adult.
Yeah, no responsibilities.
Yeah, so the Smile Club is kind of a bit like that. We're going to do a lot of solid colors, and we're also going to do some fun, quirky prints, just like Moana, and just about really like bringing out your inner child, you know, smile, pass it on kind of concept. So it's really fun.
That is freaking amazing. And so have you given any sneak peeks of what it might look like yet, or are you?
Yeah, I have. I always just wear the pieces. Some girls have definitely picked it up, posted it in the Moana Army Facebook group. So there's definitely been bits out there. Anytime I'm wearing black bike shorts, that's our black bike shorts. Oh, but it's hard to tell because who doesn't own a pair of black bike shorts? But yeah, I've been wearing some rainbow sets, and people have been loving that. So yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Hopefully everyone loves it. What inspired that for you?
The Moana Army, they've been begging for activewear for years. Okay. And I just thought I would love to, but I just don't know how to take that on. I'm so busy. But now that we've got staff and whatnot, it's finally something that I've had time to think and really work hard on.
Yeah, because so how did you find that sort of process starting that? Well, you're obviously in that process now. Like, how are you finding that starting phase of this business? Because obviously you've had Moana for like 10 years, so you guys are well and truly through that phase. How are you finding the startup process once again with all this experience behind you?
Yeah, good. I mean, it's fun. It's just something that takes time. I feel like a lot of people think that you're going to bang out a website and sell product all in a day. Like, absolutely not. I've been working on this for 2 years behind the scenes, and it definitely doesn't have to take that long, but I'm one of those people that if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right. I don't just want to bang something out. So I've been pretty chill with it because I'm obviously still working on Moana, but I'm very much enjoying the process. So that's why when it launches, I'm just like hoping everyone loves it as much as we do here.
That's so exciting. I actually cannot wait to see it, hear all about it. Can't wait until it launches.
You're gonna look so hot in them. I'm gonna have to send you some pieces.
Oh my god, I need some, actually. I definitely need some activewear. I was gonna ask you, are there gonna be like lots of colors, like similar to the bikini? Is it gonna be like definitely like a sister, like is it gonna look like a sister brand, or are they gonna be two completely different looking brands?
They'll be two different looking brands, but we're gonna cover everything in them.
Oh, cool. Okay. I won't get you to spill anymore. But in saying that, though, how do you actually manage time? Because you obviously have your social media, you've got Moana, you've got this new business coming as well. Do you have anything else that you didn't mention? just before I ask you that?
Nothing work related, but I do try to get a little Karina time in there.
Yeah. So how do you manage your time?
Every morning I come to work and I write myself out my daily notes, and they're just notes that I want to accomplish through the day, and anything that I don't get done, I'll put on tomorrow's notes to do. And I've just got my routine kind of down packed, and my day changes a lot from, you know, from day to day. Different things come up, but it is hard, to be honest with you guys. It's still something that I'm trying to figure out, because there's times where I get home and like I'm so overwhelmed, but in a positive way. Like, I'm not upset about it, but I am so overwhelmed, and I'm like, oh god, I've still got all this stuff to do, but all I want to do right now is sit down and watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Just like, when am I gonna get a break and actually not have to think about something?
Like, sometimes my little like trick to wind down is I'll go put my phone on charge, go downstairs and watch a 45 minute episode, and that way I know that I can't touch my phone and I'm just staring at the TV. So
that's good. I wish I had that discipline. I have to actually put myself in the sauna.
I'm so jealous. I would love to have that.
Yeah, sauna is like the only place. I'm really like, I need peace and quiet. Like, I have to have quiet if I want to like rejuvenate my mind. And it's just like this little box, and you just detox, and you can't use your phone or anything. And yeah, I just feel like I'm always brand new when I come out.
I want one of those.
It's only infrared, though. I don't really like the traditional saunas that much.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I prefer infrared myself.
They're really good for you, especially if you like – do you ever use saunas or anything like that?
No, not regularly at all. It's like a luxury if I go use a sauna.
Wow, you're actually that busy. Okay, so I'm really like, this is super inspiring, like just knowing how you started and everything like that, and where Moana is today. But I wanted to move into a little bit more on like your confidence and the energy that you've got, like, because obviously I don't want to take up like your whole entire day, because I probably could talk to you all day. But obviously your social media, everyone probably follows you that's here on this podcast. So I wanted to talk to you about like how you got to this point where you were just so How would you say it? Like, you're just so, like, you're such a free spirit. How did you, have you always been like that? Or is it something that you've developed? Like, please share.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that, like, pretty much my whole life I've been pretty free spirited. It was only up until, you know, like, that late primary school, coming into a teenager age, where I got a bit self-conscious there because of my eczema, because I did get teased a few times at school and made me feel a bit uncomfortable about it. But yes, there was that awkward phase. And I feel like a lot of people go through that phase where they don't feel super comfortable about something on their, like, regarding their appearance. And I feel like that's very natural, very normal thing to do. And it just kind of got to a point where I was kind of sick of hiding my eczema. Ryan actually snapped this cute pic of me at the beach in Moana, and I really liked it, but my eczema was pretty flared up at the time. And it was pretty flared up. It wasn't like, you know, a couple little spots. Like, it pretty much looked like lava all down my legs. And Ryan was just like, just post it, who cares? And
yeah,
I was like, okay, fine. So I did, and then I just threw my phone away. I was like, oh my god, what if they tease me? And he's like, they're not gonna tease you. When I went back to my phone and looked at the comments, the support was absolutely dumb. Everyone was like, you're amazing, thank you for sharing, thank you for normalizing this, I have this condition as well. And it kind of like made me feel so good that I was accepted, and also it was making me feel so good that people were like, thank you, this is helping me. So they installed confidence back into me, and it's kind of just continued on from that.
Yeah, do you know what's crazy? Like, I remember, like, when I first moved to Australia, you were like, I think, well, like, I moved back from Bali because I lived in Bali for a little while, and it was in 2018, you were always on the Explore page. I was I honestly used to see you all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like, this girl is just like, your messaging was just so pure. I was like, the amount of girls are going to read this girl's stuff. I remember I used to click into your stuff all the time, and I would read all your captions, and I just thought, like, wow, like, like, what you're doing. It was more like in your captions and things like that, that I would read, and I would just think, wow, that has hit home for, like, me. And I can only imagine, like, so many other girls that are actually in that situation.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me.
Yeah, like, it's absolutely amazing. Now, I am one of your posts here in front of me from April 28th. And it's a picture of you about, and you've got you on one side, and then you've got a comment from one of your followers on another side. Now, this person is like saying, you haven't responded to one of the questions that she's asked about or whatever. And obviously you've got a few little responses from hate and things like that, that you've started to repost. What sort of made you call out haters? What was the motivation behind that?
Oh, I just can't be bothered. And I'm just like, no.
I love it personally. I think it's great.
I have such a zero tolerance for other people's bullshit, I guess you could say. I think that, like, if you knew me in real life, or if you saw me, you would probably really like me. Like, we'd probably be friends. You know what I mean? I don't like people that will have unwanted opinions on the internet of anyone. And I really don't like strangers making assumptions about other people from, like, a photo or a 20-second video, especially when they can be so nasty and they can be diagnosing you with all sorts of conditions and personality traits. I just think it's very poisonous, and I get really triggered by it, because I know that it's not just happening to me. I know it's happening to millions of other men and women as well. So I feel like, look, if you want the attention, I will give it to you. I will post it up there with my opinion, and we'll really publicly put you out there. How does that sound?
Has anyone DM'd you afterwards and been like, I'm so sorry, can you take it down? Like, I'm literally going to get fired.
No, actually that's never happened.
Wow. Not that I've seen it anyway. I mean, like, I would never even dream of writing something like that on anyone's photo. But if I'd seen my name up there, I would literally die. Like, I do not know how many people can, like, allow their profile photo and everything to just be publicly there. And they're just, like, calling this girl out that's done absolutely nothing to them. You know what I mean? Like, would you not be so embarrassed? And it takes a lot to get me embarrassed. But, like, Yeah, that would really get me. So I was wondering, like, what the actual, so do they even ever, like, kind of respond to it or anything like that? Or are they just glad they're getting, like, a post from you?
I honestly don't know. I think as well, like, if you're brave enough to have, like, not a trolling account, but, like, a real account with your username and your profile pic, pics of your, you know, your dog, your hobbies, if you're brave enough to be a horrible person to somebody on the internet, you're already publicly shaming yourself already.
Yeah, true.
Because people are gonna see your comments, and they do without my help, really. But it's just crazy to me. Like,
yeah, like I've actually never known someone personally that's trolled. But now that you actually say that, like, I would actually be quite shocked if somebody I knew in person and, like, somebody that I associated myself with wrote a comment on someone's, you know, picture. Because if it is bad enough, it does come up at the top, doesn't it? Like, of the whole.
Yeah, it does. Sorry, somebody, there was this guy and he was trolling me so hard. He trolls me on every single picture or video or whatever. And one day, he DMs me telling me I'm all these horrible things. And one day I actually DM'd him back and I was really nice. I was like, hey, dude, how's it going? Like, it looks like you really want to get my attention, you know, like, what's going on? Anyway, he hit me back and he was like, you're gross, you're this, you love the attention, and just kind of kept writing me off. But I just kept kind of going with it. And long story cut short, he actually ended up apologizing to me. And he said to me, the only reason I troll you and other women online is because I'm bored in the office and it's entertainment for me. And I'm really sorry if I've upset you or affected you. I have two daughters myself. I would hope they wouldn't go through this. And I was like, what the heck?
Are you actually serious? That is,
I'm
like,
dead set serious.
Yeah. And that just brings me back to another reason, like, I started this podcast. Like, I really want to encourage people to really find things that fulfill them in life. Because obviously, like, if you're really happy in life with what you're doing and things like that, like, this is just a prime example. You just do not treat other people that way. If you're, you know, truly passionate about what you're doing, like, the last thing on your mind is going to be to bring other people down. And, you know, I don't know what came over that man, but, like, obviously he just had a, like, wake up call one day and he was like, actually, you know what? I'm really bored in my life. And, you know, I'm sorry. But at the same time, I'm just like, wow, like, how could you act like that to somebody else?
I found out so much about him too. Like, he was actually, apparently he's a business owner of, like, a hotel and a restaurant that's connected to it. And he lived in Florida and he's got a wife and two girls. And I had a conversation with him. And it was funny because after I spoke to him about his life and stuff, I wasn't even mad at him anymore. Like, I could see that, you know, obviously his actions and behavior sucked and it shouldn't be tolerated, but, like, there was a normal person underneath there. And I don't know why I wasn't mad anymore, but I was like, well, there you go. I'm glad that, like, we've had this conversation now. You know what I mean? It's so hard to explain.
Yeah, to be honest, that just goes to show what type of person you are, that you can even do that after somebody has literally just harassed you in that way. Standout harassment, not just, like, one or two comments, like, somebody that was the worst, and then that's your, like, that just says everything about you, which is why I'm so glad that we have you here. And I did tell you that I wanted to speak to you about your energy and your positivity. Like, is that natural for you? Is it something you work on all the time? How are you the way you are?
I don't bloody know. Hey,
this is why I love it. I'm like, oh, we want some answers, Karina.
Oh my God. I don't know. I mean, I'm a class clown and I've always been a bit loud and fruity and it's just super normal and natural. I've just got crazy high energy and I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm a bit of a show off. I don't really know.
No, your energy is just like, yeah, it's just something I think a lot of women and a lot of people around the world really would love to have, even like 5% of what you've got. Like, I mean,
everyone's got it. I just think that they need to bring it out. I also find that, like, for instance, when I do those silly dancing Instagram videos, like, just being a big goofball, like, I get so much joy out of that. It makes me feel good. I laugh at myself. I watch my videos back and I'm like, oh my God, Karina, you are such a goofball. And it just sets me up for the day because I'm like, hell yeah, that was fun. And it was just a vibe. And I feel like when you start, I guess, like, releasing the energy that you want to receive back, naturally you will, because you smile at someone, they're going to smile back. You frown at someone, they're probably going to look the other way. So you just got to put the energy out that you want to receive back.
Yeah, I love that. And that's really good that you found your way, because it, like, I'm glad that you were able to tell us like how you actually bring it out, because that's going to be different for everyone. But your level is just like on another level. On the days, let's just say something didn't go well in your day, or you had a bit of an off day, like how would you turn that around for yourself to bring you back to like the normal Karina?
I would put on some cheesy pop music. So like your Britney, your Backstreet Boys, Spice Girls, NSYNC, and I would go for a walk, I'd turn it up really loud, or I would be like, no, I'm filming a dance video right now. Because as soon as the camera's on and the music's up, for some reason, I'm like a performing show monkey. I'm like, yeah, bitch, let's go. So I find things like that just hype me back up.
Wow, that is so good. Okay, so it's all in the music, all in the vibes, all in the movement and the music.
For me, yes.
That's really cool. And so what would you attribute all of your success to?
That's such a weird question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would just give props to my own self, to be honest, because I feel like starting something is never easy, and it's not meant to be easy. And I've watched a lot of, you know, people, friends, and, you know, just people I've watched try to start their own businesses and do things passionate about, and they've fallen through, and it's because it is hard, and it can be time consuming, and it can financially, and you can get stomped on. I've been stomped on and pushed around so much more than what people would actually assume, which is just a whole other kettle of fish. But you just you just need to, I guess, if you can stick with it and you can, you know, keep holding your head up high through all the drama, then I think everyone deserves it to pat their own back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Especially with your story, like now that we have gotten a bit more insight into like how it actually started, you know, you funded it yourself and you reinvested with your own money, you worked on the side, like you've had it for 10 years and now you've got another brand coming, you got your social media. I mean, like, you are self-made, which is like, of course,
thank you.
Like, I'm so glad that you're able to actually like attribute it to yourself, because obviously, yeah, like you definitely should be really proud. And what I wanted to know, actually, I had a question in my mind when you were talking about that. Oh yeah. So because obviously we've talked about a lot of positive things, if you had to sort of like mention one or two things from your whole business journey, what would be, I guess, like the downside of business that you've sort of figured out along the journey?
Interesting. I think staff is probably a hard one.
Oh.
Naturally. Yeah, yeah. And I feel like no one talks about it. I don't know why. It's like a forbidden fruit, but like I'm sure anyone that's worked anywhere has seen that sometimes staff don't get along.
Oh yeah.
And you know, just things like that. And I feel like in a small business, you really need to try to find the team, which isn't easy, you know. That not only love and appreciate the brand, but they love and appreciate the journey where it's come from and each other. So I think that like staff growth has definitely been something that no one ever warned me about. So that's been fun. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely in a place now though where Moana's team is all so phenomenal. Like I'm so lucky for the girls that I've got now, but it's taken me 10 years to get to this point. And when you find when you find those good people that align with you and the brand, you hold on to them, you know? I think that's definitely been a hurdle, which is, you know, fun. What else?
Yeah, I wanted to quickly, actually, because you do have a following, just whilst it's in my head, with trust and everything like that, you know, people coming in, trying to get a job with you and things like that. Have you found that to be a bit of a challenge with staff and team members in the past?
Like trying to find the right person for the job?
Yeah, well, like trusting people just in general, because obviously you're also a public figure and you do work in your own, you know, you're obviously working with the team and things yourself. Is that something you found to be a challenge?
Oh, I mean, like, I know what you're saying, but I don't really get any fangirls coming here wanting to work. No.
Right. Okay.
Not that's interesting. We've definitely had girls from the Moana army want to come and work, but I don't think that was for like those kind of reasons. So right. I've never really been hunted down and can I work there, please? But I would be so flattered.
You're so funny. You'll have like a bunch of them come through after this going, okay, we want a job.
Please come and wave. It'll be fun.
Yay. Yeah. So would that probably be like one of the biggest challenges for you, the whole staff, like getting the team to cooperate and things like that and finding the right fit?
Yeah, it's probably been one of the biggest ones that I've had to learn along the way. And I guess it's also one of those things, again, no one really talks about, like, hiring people and things like that, because, like, I don't know if it's something that everyone's scared to speak about. So it's just one of those things I've just had to learn along the way.
Yeah. How do you overcome that?
Just time, management skills, just things like that. More, I guess, more full-on interview processes and trial times and things, just little things like that. I think as well, I'm very, oh my God, I'm almost like too open and loving towards people. Like, if you're nice to me, I'll give you my whole heart and I'll have your back. And if you need anything, girl, I got you. So I found that early in business, I was very much like that with the people that were working for Moana at the time. I was like, I love you. You're amazing. I'll give you anything you need. And that really got me into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Because I was just too friendly with them and it just ended up bad and ended up pretty much breaking my heart too, because I don't have a whole lot of friends. So, you know, when those relationships don't work out, you can't help but take it even more personally. So I just have learned to take a step back from that, you know, and still love everyone, but don't go in so hard. You know what I mean?
No, that's actually incredible advice, because this is the thing, like when you have your own business or your own project going, you put your whole heart into it. And that also includes anyone that's coming in to help with that. So I can understand how you got in that situation, but coming out to where you're at now, like how long did it kind of take you to get to that point where you were like, okay, this is my boundary when it comes to staff? Like, how did you manage to sort of like separate, you know, from like a more personal relationship to like a business relationship with your staff?
That's hard. I think it took me like 6 years to seriously, like, I took a lot of people doing some pretty nasty things to myself and Moana to really start to get the picture that, like, things can seem good at the time, but maybe not so much long term. So yeah, it's only like in the last couple of years that I've tried to be, I never want to be seen as like the boss. Like, I get that it's my company, but I don't just want to walk into to Moana and like not really talk heaps to people unless it's work orientated. So
yeah,
I'm still overly friendly. I sit with everyone every day. I don't sit in my own office. It's just more like, I guess, doing I can't really even explain it. I guess you've just got to – you'll figure out your own boundary, I guess, like through time.
Yeah.
And making, I guess, little mistakes along the way.
Yeah, 100%. Like, because that – with your personality, that can obviously be – that could obviously be really, really challenging for you. So, yeah, it's good. What other standout challenges have you overcome that you're really proud of in the whole journey?
Probably our growth, just outgrowing spaces quickly, right, which is great, but just quicker than what you're ready. That was always hard. You know, I actually started Moana in my spare bedroom, and then when I needed to move into like a bigger space, this is how I met my best friend Michael Huxley, who owns a makeup school. He started his makeup school at the same time I started Moana, and we actually used to rent a space together, and Moana was growing and his school was growing so rapidly. So I never wanted to leave him. So there was a couple of tricky spots where we were waiting for like a new rental building to come up so we could still stay close. And it was just all those kinds of little growing pains.
Yeah, 100%. Now that's so cool. And obviously with Moana at the moment, like, you're obviously, we know that it's an international company. You've been going for 10 years. What does the sort of future look like for Moana from your perspective today?
I just hope that we get more and more girls in our community. I don't even really, like, obviously we need money to keep the business going and to be able to give people what they want. But with saying that, I just want our community to grow. I don't even care if they don't buy. I just want people to be in our community, getting this like carefree version of themselves, caring less about what other people think of them. Hopefully they rock the product, but hopefully more so they rock what we try to empower people with. And I hope that, you know, the activewear goes really well as well, and girls are just feeling like absolute boss babes in their activewear and their swimwear. That's just all I want.
Yeah, no, I think it would go really well. I mean, activewear is something you can wear like literally any country in the world, you know, like Ireland, for example, is freezing. So like, you know, you can, you have that, like, you've got, and people wear it all the time nowadays, you know, like, I don't even wear normal clothes anymore. I literally just wear activewear.
Yeah, I'm activewear or sweats. That's my go-to.
Exactly. Like, it's like the best as well. Like, you can just work in it. It's super comfy. And I literally, my whole wardrobe is activewear. So Yep, I'm excited for that. Very excited for that. So I want to wrap up with one last question for you. If you had one piece or one statement of advice to someone starting out, what would it be?
It would probably be more of a statement. Mm-hmm. Starting out in business?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So my statement would be, and / advice, that make sure you find a remarkable niche in the market that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And never try to go into business just to better your ego or to earn lots of money and be rich and famous. I feel mm-hmm. like when you kind of go in with that mindset, it's really never going to work for you because you're never going to give the business the attention it actually needs to get to that point. So always make sure you're going into business for the right reasons, for chasing your dreams and your passions and to hope inspire somebody else. I feel like that's very important.
Very powerful. Mm-hmm. Well, what a way to end it. Karina, woo! I want to thank you so much for your time and energy today. It was so good to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just been an absolute hoot. It's like a therapy session, actually, isn't it?
Oh, that's good.
I love it.
You probably needed to unleash. No, it was actually really exciting to actually hear fully what your story and your startup journey was and where you guys are going, where you're at, what's coming. So exciting.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, we better leave you here. Have a really good day.
You too. I'll see you on Instagram and good luck with your competing. I can't wait to watch.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you will be searching for Karina. I've left all the links to her brands below in the description and also her own Instagram, TikToks, every platform that I could find of hers. So just so you guys know, her personal Instagram is at Karina Irby, which is KarinaIrby. You'll see a really nice grid there when you go onto her Instagram. And then she's also got her other account, which is for the lulz, at KarinaIrby_raw. I've left that in the description as well. Now to go and check out her brand, which is Moana Bikini, you'll need to either click the description below or just type in MOANA_bikini, BIKINI, to find that over on Instagram. Now I've also left the link to the Moana Army. She said that you do not have to have any of her swimwear to join the army. So make sure that if you wanted to be one of her friends online, that is a private group for the Moana Army. So I have left a link to that as well if you guys want to join. She's actually just accepted my request. How exciting. And any other links relating to Karina or Moana will be found in the link below. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and have an amazing week ahead. I will be back next week for a new episode. Please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts. It would mean the world. And let me know what your feedback is and who you want to have on the show next time. Bye. Now, I'm sure a lot of you will be searching for Karina. I've left all the links to her brands below in the description and also her own Instagram, TikToks, every platform that I could find of hers. So just so you guys know, her personal Instagram is at Karina Irby, which is KarinaIrby. You'll see a really nice grid there when you go onto her Instagram. And then she's also got her other account, which is for the lulz, at KarinaIrby_raw. I've left that in the description as well. Now to go and check out her brand, which is Moana Bikini, you'll need to either click the description below or just type in MOANA_bikini, BIKINI, to find that over on Instagram. Now I've also left the link to the Moana Army. She said that you do not have to have any of her swimwear to join the army. So make sure that if you wanted to be one of her friends online, that is a private group for the Moana Army. So I have left a link to that as well if you guys want to join. She's actually just accepted my request. How exciting. And any other links relating to Karina or Moana will be found in the link below. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and have an amazing week ahead. I will be back next week for a new episode. Please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts. It would mean the world. And let me know what your feedback is and who you want to have on the show next time. Bye.